The official humanitarian community in South Sudan is about 170 different organizations that are working under the coordination overall of the humanitarian coordinator, Eugene Owusu. Mm-hmm. But that isn't, of course, all of the humanitarian effort in South Sudan. The South Sudanese people are so generous to one another. The churches are so active, the community organizations. There's many, many more humanitarian workers in South Sudan than we count officially.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of services are they giving to South Sudanese people?
Well, the aim of the humanitarian community in an environment where there is actually a tremendous amount of challenge on the development front, on the peace and security front, the humanitarian community focuses, first of all, on saving lives. But that, we know, is important to do directly with health and water and sanitation, making sure people have some basic shelter. We also know that the South Sudanese people themselves are the most expert at saving themselves. So the support to the livelihood systems, so people can obtain their own sources of food, either through fishing or farming or livestock or trade, mm-hmm. these are also an important part of the humanitarian community. And then mm-hmm. lastly, we do work on issues of protection. I think probably your listeners are familiar with the protection that is the mandate of the peacekeepers. But we also try and find ways of providing protection through analyzing, through dialogue, through being with communities, so that the humanitarians also try and improve the security situation so that people can go about their livelihoods and find a way to survive multiple threats.
And do you provide services for all people in South Sudan or just for those in the BOC sites?
There are 200,000 people that have turned to the United Nations for protection in six protection of civilian sites. And about 30% of the humanitarian effort is directed to supporting those protection of civilian sites because the populations that live in there, of course, are without access to services and many of them don't have a livelihood. So they have very high needs from the humanitarian community just to try and get a modicum of survival with some sense of dignity in those POCs. But the bulk of our effort is actually not in the POCs. For example, last month, WFP and its partners, 70% of the 1 million people that they provided food assistance to lived outside of the POCs. And of course, there's 629,000 South Sudanese who have become refugees in Sudan, mm-hmm. Ethiopia, Uganda, and Kenya. And that's a big part of the humanitarian effort in the region.
How you can feed all those people in South Sudan?
The most people helped by any humanitarian group has actually been in the livelihood mm-hmm. part of the effort. Since the beginning of the year, nearly 3 million South Sudanese have received some form of livelihood assistance, and mm-hmm. that's in terms of vouchers to help them buy food on the markets. It's been the fishing kits so that people can fish the rivers and the streams and some of the areas that get flooded. It's been in the form of seeds, including many of the seeds that were grown in parts of the Equatorias that were purchased locally by humanitarians, and they injected about $3 million into the local economies when they did that. So there is actually, when you consider there's 11.5 million people in South Sudan and 3 million of them have benefited from livelihood assistance by the humanitarians, there has been a significant effort to try and help the most vulnerable populations to produce and procure their own food. But of course, this isn't development.